Hi, welcome to the Lewis and Clark podcast. I'm here with Kyle Johnson, who is one of the organizers of Lewis and Clark's first Eco Olympics. Can you tell me what the Eco Olympics is?
The Eco Olympics are a month-long dorm energy competition where different dorms get points for based on how much energy they reduce, and then also for how many events they attend throughout the month. There's a whole bunch of eco-themed events. There's like a sewing workshop, a bike workshop, some movie nights. The whole idea behind the Eco Olympics is to sort of engage people and get people to actually start doing things to better understand their relationship to the environment and ways to minimize that relationship.
How conscious do you think Lewis and Clark students are about their relationship with the environment?
Well, the first thing that we did for the Eco Olympics is we went around and knocked on everybody's door around campus and just talked to them about the Eco Olympics and gave them a calendar and a bunch of energy saving tips. And also we swapped out light bulbs and gave them energy readers. And it was really interesting just talking with students. And people seem really excited and engaged in doing things to protect the environment. And it seems to be a very big concern among the student population.
Do you think at Lewis and Clark we're more conscious about our carbon footprint than the other schools, maybe, especially in the dorms?
I do think that we are more conscious, especially living in Portland, which is sort of this epicenter for like sustainability. But I think that one of the big problems that we face is that like our dorms were designed in the 60s, and they were made so like the heating system is designed so that it just pumps out all this heat. And in order to regulate the heat, you're supposed to open and close your windows. And it's not a very efficient system. And so trying to like have this awareness and have people be aware, but interacting in these facilities that aren't necessarily designed for sustainability and reducing your environmental impact is difficult.
Who is the organizer of the Eco Olympics? Is it SEED?
The students engage in eco-defense.
Yeah.
Right now, it's a mix between the Sustainability Council and SEED. The Lewis and Clark Sustainability Council is made up of people from all the different campuses. So there's faculty from the law school, the grad school, administrators, people from facilities. And so that's been a really good source for like spreading awareness and networking for the Eco Olympics. But then most of the work has been done through SEED and students going out and organizing these events and going out and knocking on people's doors and doing advertising.
Can off-campus students get involved with this at all, or is it mostly just within the dorms?
It's mostly designed as a dorm versus dorm competition, but off-campus students are encouraged to come to events, and like there's going to be a big campus-wide bike ride, and we're going to get as many people together and go for a big bike ride.
Is there anything else you want to add or about the Eco Olympics?
I think one of the great things about the Eco Olympics is that it sort of encourages people to actually take action and to like to turn off your light or figure out ways like to see how much energy it uses to leave your computer on versus to leave it on standby, to turn it off, like if you leave your printer on. And I think that having that knowledge and seeing what you can do to reduce your energy consumption is really important. And something that the people will be able to use throughout the rest of their lives. And I think that that's where the real importance of the Eco Olympics are. And I think that that's something that people aren't necessarily exposed to, like going to class and like maybe you write a bunch of papers about the need for like public transportation, but actually going out and riding your bike or getting other people to ride their bikes, that's what's really empowering.
Well, thanks for inspiring all of us to be more sustainable at Lewis and Clark.